In our previous shiur, we began learning the Gemara on the Masechet Yoma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis about what one is supposed to do when he finishes davening Shmoneh Esrei. And we're up to Tanya Nami Hochi, so too that we learn in a Braisa, HaMaspal Tzorch Sheyafsia Shloisha Psias Lacharev, somebody who davens has to take 3 steps backwards when he finishes davening, Vakachit in Shalom, and then he should give Shalom. The way the Mefarshim explained this is that just like when somebody takes leave of a great individual, he bows down, so too when somebody takes leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening Shmoneh Esrei, he should bow down. Vimloy also came, and if he did not do this, if he did not bow down and take the 3 steps and bow down as he finishes the Shmoneh Esrei, Royloi Shloi Bespalo. The Gemara uses a very strong language. Royloi Shloi Bespalo, he would have been better off not davening at all. And I saw the Mefarshim explain what's Pshat Royloi Shloi Bespalo. So they explain it based on a very famous vort of Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim Brisker explains that what's pshat, that one has to have kavana when he davens. It's difficult to have kavana of every word when he davens. So he says that the kavana one has to have when he davens is that he's standing in front of Hashem. So he says, if somebody who finishes davening Shmoneh Esrei and doesn't bow down and doesn't show that he views his davening Shmoneh Esrei that he just completed as if he was standing in front of Hashem, so then he missed the whole point of davening. Because the whole point of davening is to one have the feeling that he's standing in front of Hashem. And therefore, Sir Royal Shlo Yispal, he would have been better off not davening. Continues the Gemara, Mishum Rav Shmaya Amru. They said in the name of Rav Shmaya that after the person takes the 3 steps back, he should bow down. Nois and Shalom Lutzad Yamin. He should bow down to the right side. Vakach Lutzmol, and then to the left side. Shenemar, why the right first? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Miminoi Oiz Eishtos Lomoi. From here we see that the right side is more important than the left side. And as the Mefarshim go on to explain, because we're saying Oysa Sholem B'mroimov, which is connected to the Pasuk, Hashem Oiz L'Amo Yitain, Hashem Yivorech Es'ame V'Sholem, and we know that the Gemara says, Ein Oiz Ela Torah, so it makes sense that the Torah, which was given on the right side, and this Pasuk references the Torah, you should bow to the right side first. V'oimer, and the Gemara says another pasuk, Yipo mitzitcha elef u'ruvava miminecha. So again, the pasuk is showing that the right side is more powerful than the left side, because the pasuk indicates that from the left side, from one side there'll be 1,000, but from the right side there'll be 10,000 that will fall away. Again, an indication that the right side is stronger. Ask the Gemara, my v'oimer. Why did the Gemara feel it necessary to bring a second pasuk? Wasn't the first pasuk enough of a raya? V'chi taimin, if you'll argue, urcha demosa hi lemeisa b'yamin, because you always give on the right side. And therefore, the pasuk of mimina eshtos lomoi is not necessarily a very compelling proof. Because when the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on the right side, it's because typically something is handed over on the right side. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the right side is considered superior. Tashma, that's why the Gemara brings another Pasuk, Yipa Betzitcha Elef, or Vava Miminecha, to teach us that the right hand, that the right side is more important than the ref side. Says the Gemara, Rava Chazil Abaya, Rava saw Abaya, the Av Shlomo Limina Bereisha, that he bowed down to the right side first. Amalei, so Rava said to Abaya, obviously, you're trying to follow the Gemara we just learned. So he said to him, Mi Savat Limindi Doch, when I said the right side, I did not mean your right, L'smada Doch Kamina. I meant your left side to have Yamina Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we're speaking to a Kadosh Baruch, when we're speaking to somebody, so if one person is facing another, my right is his left, and my left is his right. And as we just explained, and this is what the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, the Mashal explains the Gemara, that since we just said that the entire purpose of this exercise, as one is finishing the Shemoneh Esrei, is to show that one believes that as he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's standing in front of Hashem. So it's most important, it says the Mashal, that when we do these bowings, we should do them in a way that makes the point that we're indicating that we're standing in front of Hashem. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Huna, Chazinu l'Abaye v'Rava d'Paslehu, that they would step, as they finished the tefillah, Shlosha p'siyas, three steps b'kriya achas. They would bow down and only get up after they finished bowing. The Mefarshim give many explanations for these three steps that we just learned in the Gemara one has to take as he finishes davening Shemoneh Esrei. The Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Chof Gimel gives five reasons. He quotes the Or HaChaim, who says that it's corresponding to the three milim that Klal Yisrael would distance from Har Sinai by Matan Torah. The next reason he quotes is that the Mechilta says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai, he went through three mechitzes as he approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The three mechitzes were Choshech, Onon, V'Rafal. And so too, as he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he exited through these three mechitzos. So that's why we make three steps. The Shibalei Leket says, because when somebody davens, he's standing in front of the Shechina. So when you finish davening, you're supposed to take three steps out to show, till now I was in a place which is a Makom Kadosh, and now I'm standing in a Makom Chol. Rav Haigoin says that we know that tefillos were connected to the Tamidim, and as the Kohen would go up on the Mizbeach, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, with the limbs of the Korban Tamid, he would go up, make a right turn, and then go around to his left, and then as he exited the Mizbeach to go back down to the ramp to leave the Mizbeach, there were three steps, and there were three very small steps between the Mizbeach and the ramp, and that's why, to show that our tefillah is connected, the avoider of the Korban Tamid, we take those three steps, like the Kohen took those three steps. The Rabbeinu Menoyach says the reason we take the three steps, because the Pasuk in Yecheskel says regarding the Chayas HaKadosh, V'ragleihem regel yeshara. Ragleihem is Lashon Rabbim, so represents two steps. Regel yeshara is one more steps, so we have three steps altogether. I saw another pshat from the Yalkut Eliezer. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world four categories of creation. Doimim, something which is doimim, totally silent, like a stone, the ground, a stone. Tzimtzum is something that grows, plants, flowers. Chai is an animal. Medaber is somebody who talks or refers to the human being. So he explains that when a person is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tefillah, he's supposed to view himself like he is less than anything in the world. In fact, we say it as we finish the Shemoneh Esrei. We say, V'nashi ka'ofor l'kol tia. And therefore, to make that point that we're even less than a doyman, Tzemeich and Chai, we take these three steps. The Mashal explains that the purpose of these three steps is when Nebuchadnezzar came to greet Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says that he took three steps to greet him, and that's how he had the ability. We're going to have Ram quote this pshat as well, and that's how he had the ability to ultimately destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why, as we finish the tefillah, we say Yirotzon Fanecha Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'Meher B'Yomeinu. So that's why, to show that, it's important to take these three steps as we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. As we learn this halacha, we actually understand how important this halacha is. On one hand, as we learned in the Gemara, we just quoted the Gemara, that the Gemara says that if somebody doesn't take these three steps properly, it's royal loy shlo yispalo, it would have been better that he shouldn't have davened. On the other hand, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Hayin, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, where these halachas are quoted, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll still come back to the beginning of the Simen that discusses the actual halacha, but we look in the beginning, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Sif Dalid, and we look in the middle of the Simen, and we look in the Shulchan Aruch says, Mi Shemoysif al Gimel Psiyos, somebody who takes more steps, that doesn't do them properly, have a Yehura. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, it isn't appropriate to try to show that you're different than everybody else. As we're bowing down and completing the Shemoneh Esrei, we're supposed to not in any way try to indicate that we're different, we're better. We have to do what everybody else does. And as I saw Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the Shailos Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelek Aleph Simon Pei, quotes his Rebbe, Rav Moshe Schneider, Zatzal, who says that most people aren't that familiar with this halacha. And he says that this halacha is a critical halacha based on the Gemara that we just learned. And on the other hand, as we just quoted the Shulchan Aruch, how you have to do it correctly. And he gives a very nice marshal why it's so critical that everybody should know how to take these three steps back. He says, just like soldiers, as they get their training how to march, so they're trained exactly how to march and how to go to battle, so too, when somebody davens, he's going to the greatest battle. He's battling for his very life. He's battling for his existence as we are mispalel to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's critical that we practice and know exactly what to do. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kareya Upeiseya Gimel Psia La'achrov, one should bow down and take three steps backwards, B'kriya Achas, with one bowing down. So the way most Mefarshim learn, most Paiskim learn. Number one, as the Mishnah Berurah says here, and so is the opinion of most Paiskim, when somebody bows down, he should bow down at Yisbakaku Choyos Shebeshedra. He should completely bow down, all the way down. Completely bow down. Although, the Sefer Halacha Berurah seems to say that it doesn't have to be completely bowed down. Furthermore, from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch, and from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that as one is taking these three steps back, that's when he should bow down already. There are Paiskim, however, that say that he only bows down after he takes the three steps. But it's quite clear, the opinion of all the Paiskim that we're about to start learning, as we learned in the Gemara as well, that as one walks back, he says, Oysa Shalom B'mraimov, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu. One should not say those words until he finishes taking the three steps. And this halacha doesn't only apply to one who finishes davening Shmon Esrei. The same halacha applies to one who is saying Kaddish, that before he says the last words of Kaddish, Oysa Shalom B'mraimov, first he takes the three steps back, and then, and only then, he should say Oysa Shalom B'mraimov. So again, to repeat, it says, most Paiskim are of the opinion that you bow down and take the three steps back. We'll discuss soon how those three steps should be. And then he should begin saying, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'acha shepeseya gimel pesiyos, after he took those three steps back, b'oide kareya, as he still bowed down, koidim shiyiskoif, before he raises himself up, kshiyomer, oyse shalom b'mraimov, when he says the words, oyse shalom b'mraimov, hoifech panav letzat smiley, he should face the left side. When he says the words Yasa Shalom Aleinu, he should hoifach panav letzad yamin. He should face the right side. And then he should bow forward. Hagah, and the remark continues. After one finishes this, the minig is Yiratzon. Because when we daven, we're davening, we're standing in the place as if we're doing the avodah. And therefore it's appropriate, we're davening that as we finish the Shmon Esrei, which is not the real avodah that we had in the Beis Hamikdash, we're mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help, that we should be zoichav to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt very soon. And when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt very soon, we should have the schus to do the real avodah. There's a number of interesting questions. The nusach that we say is Oysa Shalom B'mraimov, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu V'Kol Yisrael, V'Imru Amen. So Mefarshim asks, who are we saying Imru Amen to? So the Mefarshim explained that we're saying Imru Amen to the Malachim. The Malachim who stand, who are with us all the time, says the Magen Avraham, quoting the Rokeach, and many other Mefarshim say that we're davening that the Malachim, every person, who are with us all the time, should say Amen to this very important tefillah. There's a question that I saw discussed in the Paiskim, and that is, if somebody as we just learned in the Ramah, as one finishes the Shemona Esrei after saying this Oysa Shalom B'mraimav, he says, what happens if somebody finishes Shemona Esrei, and when he's finishing the Shemona Esrei, the Baal Tefillah is already in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz? Should he still say the Yiratzon or not? So the Sefer Ishei Yisrael and Perek Chof Gimel, Sif Kotten, Reish Chof Dalid, has a very interesting Machloikis Achroinim on this question. He quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky that even if somebody finishes the Shemona Esrei in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, part of saying the Shemona Esrei is saying this Yiratzon, and therefore no matter where in the Chazaras HaShatz the Baal Tefillah is up to, he should say immediately Yiratzon and not wait for the Chazaras HaShatz to end. But then he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal that says that if somebody finishes Shemona Esrei and the Shliach Tzibur has already begun the Chazaras HaShatz, he waited to say Yiratzon until after Birchas Avos, until after the first three brachas of the Chazaras HaShatz, because we know how critical those three brachas are. But he quotes Rav Shlomo Rebbe Yosef, who says that one, if indeed finishes Shemona Esrei, and the Baal Tefillah has already begun the Chazaras HaShatz, Rebbe Yosef held that he should wait to say the Yiratzon until after Chazaras HaShatz. He also quotes the Sefer HaLichus Shlomo, who says in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if somebody doesn't finish Shemona Esrei on a day that Hallel is recited, and they're already in the middle of Hallel, he says one shouldn't take the three steps back, because he wants to say Hallel. He's already in the middle of saying the Hallel, and you can't say the Oysa Shalom. In other words, as we're going to learn, under certain circumstances, particularly if somebody's davening behind you, you can't say Oysa Shalom. You can't take the three steps back. You can't say Oysa Shalom. So you're just supposed to stand where you are and supposed to answer Kedusha and Amen of the Chazaras HaShatz. And then if it's a day that Hallel is being recited, say Hallel where you are. And let's say the person who's standing behind you now finishes Shemona Esrei, and now you can take the three steps back, but you're in the middle of Hallel. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is telling us that in the middle of Hallel, a person is not supposed to interrupt with saying anything else, and therefore he should wait to say the Oysa Shalom. He should not go take the three steps back. He should rather complete saying the Hallel, and only then take the three steps back and say the Oysa Shalom and Yil Ratzon. Further, the Pesukim say that if somebody is unfortunately in a wheelchair, he still should move his, and that's how he's davening, should still move his wheelchair back in order to say the Oysa Shalom properly, in order to say the Oysa Shalom properly as he steps backwards.